let's talk about our democracy for a minute. But let's do it in a way that makes the snowflakes' heads explode. Let me be clear before this podcast begins. We are loud,
loud,
proud,
proud,
and do not give a fuck. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast. Real and raw political and social commentary. The freedom to oppress the rights of other people is not liberty, you shit-eating moron. Ah, the smell of freedom of speech. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast, and this is Tony Michaels. Hey, Tony, fuck 'em.
Flat Earth Day
for all the dumb motherfuckers out there. Greg, we're celebrating Earth Day today, and Tony got banned on YouTube Day. I think a lot of you have heard that YouTube permanently banned the Tony Michaels Podcast from airing on YouTube. Of course, we are going to appeal. YouTube has sent me a tweet, and we are going to appeal. You guys like my new hat? I'm Mega Man. Make Earth green again. I found this end at a thrift store for like $1, $1.50. I think it's cool. I bought it just for today to wear for Earth Day, Flat Earth Day. I didn't really think that. I didn't imagine I'd wear the hat on the first broadcast back from the YouTube ban. But you know, it is what it is. What the fuck are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? The hell are you going to do? So I'm Mega Man today, not to be confused with MAGA, the MAGA man who set himself on fire. Speaking of green, I don't know, maybe he missed it by like one fucking day, didn't he? You know what I mean? One day the guy missed 420. So last Friday, as we were on air, some MAGA man from Florida MAGA man drives to New York and sets himself on fire. That's right. He set himself on fire. We showed a few of the videos in the Easter eggs on Friday's episode. It was fucking nuts. And there's a few videos that I went and watched that were even crazier than the live broadcast ones that we saw of the guy just totally drenched in flames. Apparently he went to outside the courthouse to get attention. I mean, you go to New York City in a place where there's a lot of live news cameras and you set yourself on fire. Yeah, probably going to get some attention. But apparently this guy believed in all kinds of conspiracy theories. Now, the right wing is like, this guy's a Bernie Sanders supporter. And I'm like, yeah, so like I have friends who wanted Bernie to win in 2016, right? They were Bernie bros in 2016, and they voted for Trump in the general election. And the reason why is because they're like, I hate politicians. I hate politicians. Fuck politicians. All of them. We need to vote them all out. I'm like, yeah, but when you vote new ones in, they're the politicians. And Bernie was a fucking politician. I don't know why. I was like, what are you talking about? He's a senator from Vermont. He's been a politician his whole life. It doesn't have to make sense, folks. I mean, it doesn't have to make sense. And the conspiracy theories that this guy was on, holy chemtrails. Oh, fuck me. This guy believed in all kinds of crazy ass shit. Yes, he did. He believed in all kinds of crazy ass shit. One of the things was like world currency and, you know, just weird ass QAnon type stuff. But it wasn't exactly QAnon. See, QAnon, like, takes every conspiracy theory. You know what I mean? They're like, flat Earth, yeah, we'll take that. You know, sovereign citizen conspiracy theory, we'll take that. Chemtrails, oh, you fucking ain't right. We're gonna, you know, throw down on that conspiracy theory. Even though they don't make any sense. Like, some conspiracy theories, like, contradict each other. Fucking QAnon doesn't give a shit. They're like, we don't care. It sounds stupid anyways. Why is it so stupid if they contradict each other? But this guy was like on some sort of fucking world economic kick or some shit. And he went to prove a point. He threw some pamphlets out on the ground I guess so that people would pick him up and read him because he was on fire. I don't understand that. You're like, oh, I want people to read my pamphlets. Like, the last thing you want to do to get people to read your pamphlets is throw them on the ground and then set yourself on fire. They're not really going to go near the pamphlets at that point. They're like, no, that, I would say anything that's on that pamphlet is fucking nuts. What? Well, I mean, that's not the, I don't think that's the correct way to get people's, if you want to, you them to read your pamphlet to get their attention. I'm just saying. All right. So everyone keeps asking in the chat, and I'm waiting for people to file in here because people are looking for us on YouTube. And not only can they not find the broadcast on YouTube, there is no The Tony Michaels Podcast YouTube channel. It is gone. It's gone. They nuked it. What we've been talking about for weeks, they nuked it. Now, what is weird is they nuked it with a video that was posted before our last jail sentence. I know that sounds weird. Well, why did they go? It's probably we have someone who hates my fucking guts reporting videos. That would be my guess, that I get a lot of videos reported because we get troll farms and they come in and they report. And their AI machines kind of look at the video and they're like, oh, no, that's cool. No, that's cool. And then there's something that dings it. You know, there's one that, bing, it hits. And the video that hit was a Pauly Teeks satire video. We didn't actually make the video. We found the video. It's such a great piece of art. Like, it's a masterpiece. We found the video, and what we did was we posted it because we wanted the world to see this masterpiece that we had found. So we did that. And I think it was posted over a month ago, like before our last jail sentence in March. So the beginning of March, I think that first week in March is when this video was posted. And someone reported it. I think I'm not 100%, but I'm thinking that's how this happens, because I don't think YouTube's, bots are just constantly looking at videos. I think they go off reported videos. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think someone reported it. And their AI machine, their AI content, a moderator goes over it. Now, what it is that it's two videos fucking each other, right? Not literally. there is a Hitler speech from 1935 on there, and it shows black and white Hitler in front of a podium at a Trump rally, okay? And he's talking his Nazi shit. Hitler is. And when he gets to the point at the end of the speech where people cheer, what happens in the video is that the crowd chants, "Lock her up." It's like a 28-second video. It's not long at all. I'm going to play it for you today. So stay tuned if you want to see why we were banned. I'm going to play it. I played it last night on the Sunday rant. We opened it up to the public so everyone got a chance to hear what happened over there. Now, we are going to send an appeal. This morning, the new news this morning is that YouTube, Team YouTube, actually responded to me because they got in the office today and they're like, oh my God, there's all kinds of people tagging us on a Hitler video on Twitter. I think that's what caught their attention. Now, I knew that Team YouTube doesn't work over the weekend. That support team does not work over the weekend. So that's why we did a thread. That's why we kind of did all this stuff. And I haven't filed my actual appeal because I wanted to see if we get their attention first, which we did. We totally got their attention with the Hitler video. So we do have their attention now. And this afternoon, I'm going to be finalizing and filing the official appeal. And then once they get the appeal, it sounds like they're going to have a human actually look at it, not the AI machine. So maybe they will determine that it is satirical and that they will determine that lock her up, the chant, like, because they didn't ban me for the Hitler part. That's what the email said. They didn't say they banned me for the Hitler part. They banned me for the lock her up chant. So that's what the thing was. what it was. So we'll take a look at that. But we also have Jess Piper on the show. That's right. We got Jess Piper today. I actually had her book before we got torched on the YouTube channel. I have certain things I want to talk to her about. One of them is that Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt, the U.S. senators from Missouri, are not earmarking money, which makes them horrible politicians for their constituents. But this is what Republicans do now in the age of stupid. I mean, they prescribe to the Book of Mormon, which is the Trump Bible, and they do things really stupidly and backwards. A good politician will go to Washington and fight for your state to get the actual funding that the federal government intends for it to have. Whereas some of these Republican senators are not doing that. Over the weekend, also another piece of news is that Marjorie Taylor Greene shit the bed again. Oh, excuse me. The Ukraine funding passed the House. Her threats to vacate Mike Johnson did not work. Having Donald Trump in a courtroom and distracted made Mike Johnson actually able to do his job as Speaker of the House. Now, I actually have another suspicion on this, and we may talk about that today after the Jess Piper interview. I actually think that that Mike Johnson was shown some scary shit. Some scary shit. He actually was shown the truth by the intelligence community, and he believed them. I think he believed them over Trump, I believe is what what actually happened. Because last week, MAGA Mike went down to Mar-a-Lago, and then when he came back, he passed Ukraine funding. And then Lindsey Graham over the weekend, he claimed that it was all because of Trump. Trump got us the Ukraine funding. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here, you lying sack of trash. Oh, fuck. So there's that news. And then this morning, apparently in the opening statements at the Trump trial, the prosecutors called Trump a liar. Well, no shit, Sherlock. I mean, so there's that shiny object that you could get distracted by. Maybe we'll listen to Grandpa's opening statements. He was really freaking out on Truth Social this morning. I mean, totally freaking out. And he's wanting MAGA. Listen to this. He wants MAGA, not to be confused with MEGA. Okay. There's MEGA and then there's MAGA. MEGA, MAGA, MEGA, MAGA. There's MAGA Man. And there's Mega Man. Okay. So Mega Man sets himself on fire. Mega Man walks around planting trees. Okay. A little different. Mega Man sets himself on fire because they're not getting what they want. Mega Man spreads the love, loves the earth, plants trees. All right. Kind of like Johnny Appleseed. You remember Johnny Appleseed? Throwing apple seeds everywhere. Growing apple trees. Mega Man. So it's a little difference. No, not Mega MAGA Man. No. This is, and yes, we are ultra mega. Ultra. We're ultra for the earth. Now, I actually, speaking of this, it is Earth Day. We might as well talk about it for a second, right? And maybe we'll look up some good flat earth jokes today. I believe that we have failed as a species, because we are not going to outlive the earth. Like, the earth isn't going to explode before we're gone. We're not destroying the earth. We're just destroying our ability to live here. I think that's what we're doing. The earth is, and George Carlin said it best, the earth is trying to shake us off like a bad case of fleas, right? We pissed Mother Earth off. She's fucking mad, and she's going to send us to our room. So I actually believe that's what we're up against as far as the real threat of how we are destroying the environment that we so need. Right? We need these things. We need certain things from the environment to live here on this flat Earth, as it were. But I think, people made Earth Day way too serious. You know, it's way too serious. And I think that's where we went wrong. I think it should actually be a national holiday. It should be one of the national holidays that we actually celebrate the most. We have beautiful, beautiful scenery. We have beautiful country here in Missouri, in the United States, excuse me. And Missouri is beautiful too. But the United States is a beautiful country. It's a large, vast expanse of land. And we have all sorts of different ins and outs. And we have desert and we have forest. We have mountain ranges. We have lakes. It's so beautiful here. It really is. From sea to shining sea, right? This land is your land. This land is my land. So it is a beautiful country. And we should celebrate how beautiful not only our country is, but the world is. There's so many magnificent things that are mind-bending of how the earth is even here. And we should celebrate science, right? We should encourage people, but we should make it fun as well. Just like we try to make politics fun here on the Tony Michaels podcast. I think that's one thing that people fail to miss, and it it leaves space for the dum-dums to edge their way in. You know what I mean? Yeah, like these flat earthers. You know, and again, I'm using mockery as to point out that it is Earth Day, but and I put a little Trump crack on the thumbnail for Flat Earth Day, and then put the picture of Trump's dumb face because, you know, I would imagine that the most Trump supporters aren't flat earthers, but most flat earthers definitely support Trump. Oh man, I'd like to meet a flat earther that is like an anti-Trumper. That would be fucking interesting, wouldn't it? You talk about a weird ideology that this friend may have. You know what I mean? Loves the earth, definitely believes in climate change, wants to make the earth better. You know, it's kind of guy that's walking around picking up aluminum cans, you know, being a recycled Nazi. But then he's not, you know, doesn't really support or does support Trump. It would be weird, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be weird? Be a strange thing. So I don't know. I think all flat earthers probably are MAGA. They're not MAGA. They're MAGA. So celebrate Earth Day that you want to celebrate. I think that it should be a national holiday. I think it's one of the most important days that we should celebrate, and we should have fun doing it. We shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't be so ruthless and it's recycle, reduce, reuse type thing. And they tried that thing, but that didn't really, you know, it didn't really take hold past fifth grade, right? And we do a lot of things for waste in this country, but we don't do the thing that we should do, which is, you know, preserve and conserve. And so many people think that, you know, 4 years a president can't do much, right? But this guy, fuck, Trump basically let some of our most precious land to like corporations rape it with their oil wells and their bullshit. And that's our land, and it's the country's, right? It's the people's, and it's not just ours like us here. It's the people before us and the people after us. That's what we have to remember what our country is and was. And we're just going to let corporations fucking oil rape that shit. You know what I mean? Just mine the shit out of our land, destroy parts of our national preserves. And I don't need to remind folks of who was the very first president who was really gung-ho about making sure that the federal lands were preserved. It was a Republican, actually. Teddy Roosevelt was the one who really, he started the National Park Service. Keystone XL pipeline is another one that this guy, it just, the list goes on and on and on with this scumbag. And how, you know, it's always about the money and it's always about him. It's never you drill, baby, drill. You know, it's never actually about America. It's never about our country. It's never about the preservation of things that our country can't get back, including decency. We are in a cycle now, and it will be for a long time, where we just don't have decency. And we've seen that. We see that with with Republicans being scared of the Ukrainian flag on the House floor. They're terrified of our ally, Ukraine, a democracy, someone who wants to join NATO, our other allies. They're scared of seeing the Ukraine flag, and they think Americans are traitors because they're celebrating the advancement of democracy in other parts of the world and the protection of democracy in other parts of the world. They wouldn't get offended if there was an Israel flag flown on the floor. Oh, really offended when the Ukrainian flag. I mean, I think they would prefer the Confederate flag, because that's what they did. They carried Confederate flags. They beat cops with Trump flags and flag poles on the January 6th. A lot of them still have the Confederate flag probably in their fucking yards. At least on a fucking t-shirt somewhere. Yet to celebrate our country valuing democracy so much so that we would make sure that those democracies around the world have the capability of defending themselves from the axis of evil. That was Mike Johnson's word. The axis of evil is what he called Russia, Iran, and China. That was Mike Johnson's words, folks, after he received briefings and was told the truth. So shit got crazy. And yeah, they're like, liberals are triggered by the American flag. The fuck are you talking? No, we are upset that you have ruined our flag, you fucking assholes. We are upset that you have ruined our flag, letting your orange Mussolini Jesus fuck that flag, hump that flag, kiss that flag, rape that flag. And then you carried it to the Capitol and beat cops to overturn that flag. You used the flagpole on the flag to beat cops to get into the building to overturn the that fucking flag stands for. You boneheads. And you're terrified. Oh my God. Democrats are treasonous for waving a Ukrainian flag after they voted to make sure Ukraine was protected by our money, our treasure, not our blood. Enough people have seen enough intelligence briefings to understand that Russia has to be defeated. Fuck, even Mike Johnson said it. He'll march past Ukraine. He's not going to stop at Ukraine if he's not stopped in Ukraine. And the Ukrainian people are willing to fight. So yes, we should fund our allies around the world who are willing to defend their fucking democracy. No matter how crooked or how imperfect that democracy may be, it is still worth defending. So if they're upset, if they're a little upset, they're upset. Oh, boo fucking who? Well, tough shit. Tough luck, motherfucker. That's how it goes. When you people bury your head in the sand and you try to hold up a fucking murderous dictator like Vladimir Putin, this is what happens to you. You become irrelevant. And I love how Marjorie Taylor Greene and more Thomas Massey is calling for Mike Johnson to resign. This is fucking beautiful, folks. This is beautiful. And I hope that Mike Johnson does exactly what George Santos did, refuses to resign. And the reason why is because they have to vacate him. And when they do vacate him, it is likely that Hakeem Jeffries will become the Speaker of the House. It is very likely. They have a slim majority, only one vote. if Mike Johnson is vacated from his seat, it would only take two Republicans to resign from Congress immediately. And Hakeem Jeffries could become the Speaker of the House. And it's the way it should be. It really is the way it should be. And I think there's Republicans tired enough of MAGA, not MEGA, MAGA, that they would resign in protest to make Hakeem Jeffries the Speaker of the House, because I think there's a whole band of Republicans that would prefer Hakeem Jeffries be the Speaker of the House. And the reason why is because they can actually get back to some sort of fucking normalcy. They're tired. They're tired of the MAGA shit. They are. They're not only are there Republican politicians that are sick and tired of trying to have to act like an authoritarian regime, but there's plenty of voters out there. We've been posting video after video after video of Republicans who voted for Donald Trump in 2016 and 2020. And they're like, nope, not going to do it. Fuck that guy. And the reason why is because he's a traitor. January 6th was a step too far for them. And then lying about it and lying about it and lying about it and lying about it makes it even worse. So I think that Mike Johnson should not resign. I think Mike Johnson should make Marjorie Taylor Greene vacate his seat. I'm all for Mike Johnson. I am in support of Mike Johnson doing a George Santos and telling them to go fuck themselves. You will have to remove me. That's what I want Mike Johnson to do. And the reason why I want Mike Johnson to do that is because I think there are a handful, and it ain't, they're few and far between, folks. They are few and far between. There are a handful of Republicans out there that are in the House that are willing to make sure that Hakeem Jeffries becomes the Speaker of the House, so there is some sort of fucking normal brought back to the United States House of Representatives, because it is not normal. And think about what that means exactly with Hakeem Jeffries being the Speaker of the House. Not only do Democrats have one of the best messengers that is inside of our party. The dude is one of the best at it. He really is. He hardly ever swings and misses, Hakeem Jeffries, when it's talking about messaging. And it's one thing I think sets him apart from a lot of the Democratic leadership that we've had in the decades past. Even though we had one of the most effective House speakers in the history of the House with Nancy Pelosi, she was horrible at messaging. Hakeem Jeffries is not. And it is a very good show that the Democratic Party in general is willing to put leaders in charge that are damn good at messaging. And that gives and should give you hope for the future, for not just our party, right? Of a party that believes in democracy, believes in our Constitution, but also wants to work for the American people, because that's the difference. That's what handful of Republicans want in D.C. They want a Congress that actually operates for the people, not for Donald Trump. Not for Donald Trump. They want a Congress that's mission is to serve their constituents, not a constituent, their king, their MAGA Jesus, Donald Trump. Not to be confused with MEGA, okay? MEGA. We're going to make Earth green again. At least today I'm going to wear the hat. I may wear it more often. I don't know. You know, when we got a showdown. Speaking of show, we got a hell of a show for you today. Jess Piper's waiting in the wing. That's right. My friend Jess Piper's joining us today. She's going to be talking about not the U.S. House of Representatives, but the U.S. Senate. Particular guy. His name is Hosh Jolly. I think that's what his name is. I'm not really sure. We'll find out. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Jess Piper right after this. I'm kind of hungry. How about you?
We'll be right back. Mark, 60 seconds. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Are you ready for best pizza of life? Bring friends down to Pepperoni Hug Spot. Our chefs make pizza with heart and special touch. Cheese, pepperoni, vegetable, and more secret things. Need delivery? Pizzas come fast. Knock, knock, who's there? Pizza magic. Eat pepperoni hug spot pizza. Your tummy say thank you. Your mouth say, mm-hmm. Pepperoni hug spot. It's like family, but with more cheese.
Catch Tony's Twitch stream, The Shit List Roundup, at twitch.tv/TheTonyMichaels. We're back to the King of Brilliance. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Happy World Earth Day. It is Earth Day, and we have Mega Man. That's right, we have Mega Man for you. I'm going to show you Mega Man. I mean, I might be Mega Man with my hat on, but not MAGA. Not MAGA. Mega. Here is Mega Man on the flat Earth.
Yes, he is going to save our flat Earth.
One flat spot at a time. Speaking of saving Earth and saving democracy, I have someone here that her main goal, her main mission every day. I mean, I bet she wakes up in the middle of the night and she's like, I got a fucking idea for democracy. Holy shit. And I bet she's like on her cell phone, like tweeting it out or whatever she's doing. I know that's what she's doing. She's always thinking about democracy. My friend, Jess Piper. Jess Piper, welcome back to the Tony Michaels Podcast. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm great on Mega Man Day. Are you celebrating Earth Day today?
I celebrate Earth every single day.
Every day.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Well, and you were talking about waking up in the middle of night. And last night I woke up, and this goes along with Earth Day, thinking about my tiller and the flowers I'm going to plant whenever I get.
I know. Every year you post planting flowers and you're out in the yard doing that stuff. So I like the flowers too. I go walk at a nature center nearby. And that's one of my favorite things is the flowers. But this morning, the turkeys were out on the ridge and they were rooting around. And I was sending out calls to them and they would gobble and they would gobble and they would gobble. So I was making the turkeys horny this morning as I was walking, trying to find the flowers. So I like the earth. I like nature. It's something that I try to go every day and be in the woods, even if it's on a paved, you know, kind of bougie trail. I still try to be in the woods and in nature and smell those, you know, touch grass and that sort of thing.
Yes.
So I feel alive. So I try to do the earth thing every day. But I want to talk about someone who probably is a climate denier. No doubt Josh Hawley is a climate denier. Now, I got two things I really want to kick around with you today. One actually happened, I think, at a public library in Arnold, Missouri. Speaking of women's rights, we never try to drop the women's rights around here. We want to keep that at the forefront because I believe Roe rage is real, and it is a thing that will drive people to the polls to make sure that we save democracy and get rid of autocracy. But the one thing is, I saw a video that you posted about Josh Hawley. He's up for election. And then our senator of our state, Eric Schmidt. And they're not earmarking money. What does that mean? Is this the big fat bacon, the pig pork that everyone talks about? Why is it so bad that they're not actually, like, I don't know, getting funding for Missouri that is intended for Missouri? Tell us about this.
You know, Josh, every single day gets on Twitter, gets somewhere, Facebook, wherever he's at, and he starts griping and bitching and talking about the fact that Missouri's not getting any money in all these deals. Ukraine is getting money. Everybody else is getting money. And you're like, Josh, like, whose job is that? It's your job to do that. And like, I can see if somebody would say, hey, Josh just doesn't believe in accepting any federal funds or any funds, but he's accepted over $1 million in taxpayer funds just in his salary alone. So spare me that argument, right? I'm not a fan, and I said this in a video, I'm not a fan of Roy Blunt. But he regularly brought home millions of dollars for our universities, for our police departments, for community services, regularly brought home tons of money. And when people talk about pork, okay, but guess what? every single other state's doing it. Like, if they're all getting the money, then I want you, Josh and Eric, to reach your hand in there.
Yes.
And bring home some funding for us, too.
Well, the reason why Roy Blunt, and this is the reason why Roy Blunt really had a lot of power in Missouri, because he was in leadership in the U.S. Senate, and he was able to really make sure to get money for Missouri. And it's one way that politicians get support and get reelected. It's kind of a funny thing. So Roy Blunt is a former teacher. I don't know, which is history. Really kind of weird. It's kind of weird. Those who do, those who can't do history or remember history, teach it. I'm not really sure how the phrase goes. Roy Blunt is an asshole. I'm not a Roy Blunt fan at all. But Roy Blunt did understand politics, that he would have to, I don't know, go to communities and say, hey, your community actually received X amount of dollars in your police department, in your public schools, in your public this, and your public that. And I did that. I did that for you. And he would go, and say these things out loud. And it's kind of funny. It's like a normal times, not a weird timeline where politicians are talking about men's, penises and stuff. I don't get to choose what they're saying. I mean, Josh Hawley goes to like these man conferences and he's like, you want to act like you got a big wiener? Act like me. This is the thing that they do. I don't know. But here's the thing is that. Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt are derelict in their duty to serve their constituents. But what do we do? What do we do, Jess, to shake Missourians loose? Because I don't think they hear this stuff. They don't know. What do we do? How do we get them to pay attention to this?
We have to talk to them. We have to knock doors and meet people where they are and tell them, hey, I know you voted for Josh Hawley and you think this is what he's been up to. But actually, friend, this is what he's been up to, and show him, his record. A lot of people, like you were talking about in the intro, even Republicans don't like to see their senator standing up with a raised fist to a violent mob. There are reasonable people out here who vote for Republicans all the time, and they are not impressed with Josh Hawley. Now, will they vote for a Democrat? I don't know, because they're in that information cycle, silo. But it comes down to us talking to our neighbors. It's called deep canvassing. It's me knowing that my neighbor Fern across the street.
Wait. Is this like deep state, deep canvassing? It's like deep state type stuff. We broadcast from the Antifa corporate headquarters here in Commie Falls, Missouri. We want to know what this. No, we want to know what this deep canvassing is. It sounds like a trade secret here. So tell us, what is canvassing? What do you do in this?
You knock on your neighbor's door and you talk to them.
Oh, my God.
That's called deep canvassing. But you have to be ready, Tony, because like I would knock on doors and be there sometimes for an hour. People really want to talk to you. And so that's why they call it deep, because it takes a long time, because you're standing there for a very long time. It's not just leaving literature at a door and walking away, or telling them, hey, vote for so-and-so and walking away. It's actually talking to people and listening to them. Josh Hawley's not popular. It just remains to be seen if people who normally vote Republican can get over that, hump and vote for another candidate. And right now we don't know who the nominee will be, because, we won't know until August who's going to win the Democratic nomination.
Right. Well, but I think deep canvassing for those ideas and the message is the problem. I actually had Tom and Paul on. I don't know if you've met these guys. They wrote White Rule Rage. I had them on last Friday, and it was interesting interview. And the reason why is because they're very academic, they're very intellectual, they're very into the data and the statistics. They're a little different animals than me and you. And the reason why is because they're not from places like me and you. We grew up in the White Rule Rage areas, and it's a little different when you look at it through the data than if you actually experienced it, I think.
That title, I have to tell you, Tony.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I saw that and I felt rage. I was like, please don't do this. Please don't write about my neighbors without understanding what's going on with my neighbors, right? And I understand it is probably academic. One of my friends that I work with, she keeps sending me, she's like, you should read it. You should read it and then give a real review on it. And I was like, I don't know if I'm there yet.
Well, I'll tell you, we're actually reading it. They're actually reading it in our book club on Discord. And some of the conversation is very unique because our Discord server is so diverse, right? Mm-hmm. It's very diverse. So the conversation is expanding. But You know, I think when we talk about rural people, you know, and that's the other thing too, is rural, like country folk don't call themselves rural. Like, we're not like, oh, we're from rural. No, we're from the country. Okay. We drink Bud Light and we have 22s that we shoot possums out of trees. Okay. This is
sometimes black snakes.
Yeah, black snake. Well, hey, the king snakes are good. They get rid of the mice. Yeah. You don't have to have so many cats. But here's the thing, is that I think they missed the mark on the title, because most country people don't consider themselves rural. I mean, I think
it's probably the rage part. And I have to tell you, Tony, people are pissed. I mean, I talked to thousands of people out in this area and they are pissed. They're not necessarily racist. I'm positive some are, right? But mm-hmm. there's racists in the city too, right? I mean, so I think the thing is, it's misplaced anger because our towns have evaporated, because they've taken our schools away from us, because they don't give a shit about our roads.
Hospitals, public libraries.
Because my husband, when he needs health care, we have to drive 2 hours away to get it, because I have to find a hotel room. Or if I don't have enough money to stay in a hotel room, I have to sleep in my car while my husband's in the hospital. These are things that make us angry, but it is misplaced anger, because when I knock on a door and they come out and talk about Biden, and I'm like, friend, he sent $98 million to this community while your senator didn't ask for a dime.
Right.
So it's misplaced. But I don't know that I'm ready to talk about everyone from the sticks being enraged at and just racist, because it's honestly, that's not all it.
Because you've knocked these doors. You've done this deep state canvassing. Isn't that what you called it?
No, it's deep.
No, I mean, I might be rebranding it a bit. Speaking of canvassing, okay, mm-hmm. because there is an important measure in petitions in Missouri right now. And it is near and dear to your heart. And I know it is to mine too, because I have a daughter and I do not want her to grow up being a piece of property of the state. I want her to be a citizen. I want her to have bodily autonomy. I want her to have every single right that her mother had up until a couple of years ago, and her grandmother's had. So let's talk about this petition, because we're going to get into what a certain politician did in Arnold, Missouri. And I want you to describe that too. But tell us, because this petition is very important, and not just to Missouri, but to send messages all across this country of what this means. Oh, you got your sign.
Yeah, we are putting abortion on the ballot. So we are. And you know what they did, Tony? They know that this is passed in 7 states, right? 7 states that have outlawed abortion. The state put it on the ballot and every single state voted for it. And so in Missouri, they know that that's going to happen. So the first thing they did was try to mess with our IP petition process. They're trying to, you know,
describe IP. Tell the audience what IP means and describe that, because each state kind of has an IP process. They may not call it that exactly, but there is a process.
It's called the initiative petition process. And so we can get language on a ballot, but you have to collect so many signatures. And in Missouri, to put this on the ballot, we needed about 180,000 signatures, which means we need to collect about 300,000, by the way, because they're going to go through, you know, and mark a lot of these out and throw them out. So that's how it's always worked. And then,
so that's the ratio to get 180. You need about 300,000 is kind of the, okay.
That's the rule of thumb. And then we put it on the ballot and a simple majority wins. And what they're trying to do, and what they're probably going to do in August at a special election, is have us vote to take away our own voice. They're going to have us vote on a measure that will say it needs simple majority in a majority of the House districts, which raises the amount that we'll need, Tony. And by the way, it gives most of the voting power to spaces where I am, to rural parts of America. And it strips away, or Missouri strips away.
The least
away.
Get more of the voice. And they're counting on this. These Republican scumbag, excuse me, politicians in Jefferson City, Missouri, are really counting on this. And I've been next to some of these little... they're not as tough as they want to seem on the internet. Did you know that?
I've been I've around them in a
person.
Couple times.
I've seen him in person. They're not very intimidating at all.
I had the impression that I wasn't good enough to run for office. And then I started talking to some of my representatives and I was like, nah, I'm good enough. I may be better than.
Right. Well, they like to play cornhole. If people don't know what the game cornhole is, if it sounds like some weird thing that, you know, might have to do with this or that. It's not. It's actually a board with a hole in it, and you have beanbags, and you throw the beanbags. Some people play washers. Have you ever played washers?
I've heard of it.
Well, it's the same as cornhole. You just use washers. And,
yeah.
And it's not washers. It's worshers. It's we're in Missouri. It's worshers. But it's a game where you throw back and forth. But there was a video several weeks ago that someone caught during a House vote. There were several people, including the guy who ran against you, who were just playing games, drinking beer, having fun, not voting because they don't have to. They have super majorities. Speaking of that, of people, I want you to tell me, set the scene for me here. Who is this and what are they doing outside this building on the phone? It looks like a super Karen. I'm not going to lie here.
That's Mary Elizabeth Coleman, who is a state senator. She's from Arnold, and she's making a call. I mean, she's just making a call outside a public library. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, she's on the phone here outside of a public library. She looks very, very upset about something, maybe, or she's really trying to express her authority here to whoever she's on the phone with outside this public library. Why was she on the phone outside the public library and who is she calling? Do we know?
Well, I don't know who she was calling, but I know that right across the street from her were four people who were taking up signatures for the petition to put abortion on the ballot.
Okay.
And after she made a call, and I don't know who she called. After she made a call, police showed up.
Oh, I wonder if the Karen here called the police.
I have no idea, Tony, who she was calling. Hmm. All I'm doing is reporting the facts.
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering who she would be on the phone with. It would be nice to get an answer if she was the one who called the police. I'm sure there's some sort of, Freedom of Information Act or Sunshine Law that would allow us to get to, if she was to make a 911 call, if we could get to that 911 call. I'm just, who called the police? So what happened when the police were called at this event?
Do you know? Actually, nothing happened. They reminded the people that were, getting the signatures to stay on the sidewalk, reminded her to stay on the sidewalk too. But what happened during the event is that she was talking to her own constituents and telling them not to sign the petition. She was saying that they might be stealing their identity if they did that, that they're trying to trick them, scam them, that doctors couldn't be charged with malpractice if they signed that. And also that she was a constitutional lawyer.
Oh, is she a constitutional? This person here is a constitutional lawyer?
She is a lawyer. I don't know if she's a constitutional one, but
if she's a self-proclaimed constitutional lawyer, then she might know. I don't know if she missed this part in her lawyering or her studies or her edumacation, but I think she missed the part where petitioning is part of your constitutional right. Maybe she missed that part. Maybe she missed the part where women have bodily autonomy or should have bodily autonomy too. She probably missed that part too. Maybe well, she did.
She's the one who tried to write a bill for a bounty for people to turn in their pregnant neighbors who leave the state to get.
No, not this person. Are you kidding me? This person standing outside the library, possibly reporting people across the street signing a petition. Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah, also the architect of the Missouri abortion ban way back in 2019. Yep. That's her. When it's a woman, I mean, I get mad no matter what, if someone's trying to take away, the bodily rights of other folks, but when it's another woman, it's damn hard to keep my mouth shut. Right.
Yeah.
And so Mary Elizabeth Coleman represents everything that is bad and unholy in this state, right? Not only has she taken away our rights, but now she's trying to keep people from exercising their constitutional rights to get them back. And that is just infuriating. And that wasn't the worst photo. There's another photo that I tweeted out that I got from a volunteer at the Arnold, Missouri event, where a man who knew Mary Elizabeth Coleman, because they called each other by first name, stood behind women while they were getting signatures from other people and tried to intimidate the woman. Do you remember that? And I know you do. Remember that that debate where Trump stood behind Hillary?
That's really creepy.
Soon as I saw that picture, I was like, it's the same thing. It's the same stance. Standing this far behind a woman who is exercising her rights and telling people not to sign the petition. That is, I mean, it's un-American. Right.
Well, you know, I think that is, you know, we've talked about, it was either last time or the time before you were on. We talked about the Missouri Right to Life's attempt to say, don't sign, don't engage.
Yes.
Don't engage in your democracy, which I find actually reassuring that the right wing is now in a position where they have to tell their constituents not to engage. Don't engage. Don't engage. Because for years and years and years, this was the challenge of the Democratic Party, is they kept telling their constituents not to engage. Don't do that. Don't do that activity. Don't do that. Don't encourage them. You know, no, engage in your democracy. Lean into it. Even if it's not perfect, it's okay, because we have so many people in Karen costumes. Is this a Karen costume? Is she in? I don't know.
Well, they all have the same stance and they all have the same sunglasses.
Right? I know. It's weird. It's almost like she was like, no, I'm going to a Karen party. We're all dressing up as Karen, and she happened by the library.
Tony, I'm a firm believer in counter protests. I show up places all the time for counter protests. I don't get in anyone's face. I don't call the police. I don't yell at other people not to engage in a behavior that they obviously came to engage in. But I will stand with a sign. And had she done that, had she said, I'm Mary Elizabeth Coleman, I'm not going to sign. Good for you. Show up, do thing. But by telling your constituents as a lawyer and as their state senator not to sign this, by presenting them with disinformation that people are going to take their identity, by saying these things, she's crossed the line. This is a line that she should not have crossed. And that's why I wrote about it. And that's why I did a video about it. And that's why I tweeted about it, because it's important that we understand that there is a line she crossed. Had she been, you know, holding a sign, good on you, girl. Do your thing.
Well, and, you know, again, they're scared. Yes. They're desperate. They know what's coming for them. And it's women. And it's the support of women. You know, I know there's plenty of men that are going to go to the ballot box that are going to go vote for their daughter's rights. There's plenty of grandpas that are going to go vote for their granddaughter's rights. Mm-hmm. And they vote Republican.
Yeah.
They vote Republican, but they're going to go vote for their granddaughters and their daughter's rights. And the reason why is because they have not grown up in a world where this exists. I want to show you this video. This is not a petition signing that maybe is in Missouri, but it does show their desperation, because this is not just happening in Missouri. This is happening all over the country, and it's happening in more races than just maybe a constitutional amendment for women to secure their constitutional right to health care and to not ban their privacy in doctor's office and not criminalize pregnancies. Here is Scott Pressler. He has become part of the TNC, the Trump National Committee. Have you heard of this? It used to be called the Republican National Committee. Yeah, that's what it used to be called. I don't know. They changed the name and they put it under the Trump flag or something. His daughter's sister's brother's husband is somehow like the co-chair or something now. But this guy here, he is a weird kind of dude. But you're going to find this weird. This is at a Trump rally. Listen to see if you can hear what they're signing a petition for.
This helps take away votes from Joe Biden. Yeah, he is the far left Marxist.
Yeah.
That if we get him on the ballot, it could take a percentage point away from Joseph Biden.
Yeah, we're helping the Trump team is trying to get him on there.
So Trump's team is trying to get Cornel West is who they're petitioning here. Trying to get Cornel West on the ballot to get the leftist, Marxist, socialist, commie, fascist, dark Brandon guy off the ballot or something. I'm not really sure what the aim is here, other than desperation. But it's happening all around the country. When you see a state senator show up where four people are getting signatures for people at a public place on a public sidewalk, and she may or may not be calling the cops or yelling and screaming or having her team yelling and screaming not to sign a petition and not to engage and don't do that thing and spreading lies about it, it's desperation. We have them on their heels. We really do.
We do. Just like I said, it's been on the ballot seven times. It's passed seven times. The Republican Party knows exactly what they're doing. And I don't know if you read or watch Jessica Valenti, who produces a Substack. It's called Abortion Every Day.
I do not.
She, I would encourage you and everybody listening to subscribe to her. She talked about two different states now that know that this is coming and that they're going to lose. And so they are putting fake ballot initiatives. The GOP is putting fake ballot language into the Constitution to say, you know, to trick people, like what was going on in Missouri before, you know, we finally got a handle on it, where it's a right wing GOP person saying, oh, Here's something we'll amend our constitution for. It says that women can have an abortion up to 12 weeks if they've been the victim of rape or incest, as long as they've made a police report and as long as, right, and they have to make all of these different things. And so because they know we're coming, because they know that what they have done is supremely unpopular, now they're just going to try to cheat.
Well, I mean, this is, you know, par for the course for them. If they can't win, they cheat. And if they can win, they probably try to cheat anyways. Speaking of someone who ballot initiatives, I'm trying to find it here. I'm scouring for it. A video of a guy you might have heard of. He's the Secretary of State here in Missouri. Someone called him a chicken shit over the weekend. It was actually a Republican called him a chicken shit. Did you ever get the story of what the hell actually happened there before we go? I want to know this story. What is this? Why was Jay Ashcroft called the chicken shit?
Dinia Hoskins, who was running for Secretary of State, I believe.
Yes.
Was talking to the current Secretary of State, Jay Ashcroft, who was running for governor, and called him an effing chicken shit and was pointing at his face. And it was, the whole video was crazy because Jay like wouldn't say anything. Like he looked scared, right? He looked like he didn't want to tussle with Denny, but it was over. He said he gave his wife a look when he was coming off the stage. So anyway, this is all that anyone needs to know. Both of these men are too emotional to be in politics.
It's true. I think it was that time of the month for them, you know.
There
was something coming out of their whatevers or something. I'm not really sure. You know, they always say this stuff about women, but here's the little clip here that tussle.
This is
MAGA. This is MAGA. This is, and I don't know what it was about. Somehow the guy's wife was in the thing in the mix or something. I don't know what is going on.
It's just emotions running crazy, and that red jacket just goes straight to his head, right?
I guess so.
He looks like he's a golfer or something. I don't know. It reminds me of the green jacket, but then I'm like, oh no, he means MAGA. Like they're crazy.
It's insane. They're a little insane. But I mean, I do want to confirm for the audience that even though it is a Republican in a red jacket saying it, Denny Hoskins is his name. Yes, for sure. I am going to confirm that Ashcroft probably is 100% a chicken shit. and that video kind of confirms it. So yes. I know it's two of your favorite people in the world, Josh Hawley and Jay Ashcroft. We got those out of the way today. So yes. Jess, I appreciate it. Tell me one more time who the person is with the Substack. Are you friends with this person?
No, I mean, we've DM'd.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I need to maybe have her on the show.
You should. Yeah, I mean, if
absolutely.
Put her on there. She's really popular. Her name is Jessica Valenti.
Okay.
And her Substack is called Abortion Every Day.
Well, we're going to go check that out and tell us where we can find you and give us your best shameless pitch right now. Give us that.
Thank you. I'm the executive director for Blue Missouri. We raise money for down ballot Democrats in the state. So you can find me at bluemissouri.org. I also write a Substack, and it is called the View from Rural Missouri. And I would love to see you guys there.
Go join her Substack and follow Jess everywhere on social media. I promise you're not going to be disappointed. All the things that she tweets, it absolutely turns MAGA men, not MAGA men, MAGA men, into total friggin' snowflakes. Jessica Piper, I am glad you're back on. Let's have you on soon, my friend, and give us more updates on this petition that is so important to so many Missouri women out there, and to make that point that women do have the right to their bodily autonomy and we shouldn't be criminalizing pregnancies. Jess Piper, thank you very much, and thank you for all your work. We'll see you soon. Everyone, stick around. We'll be right back right after this.
We'll be right back. Mark, 60 seconds. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Are you numb and alone after storming the Capitol? Have you been left out in the cold after stealing Nancy Pelosi's mail? Do you feel exposed to a government that doesn't share your patriotic values? If any of these describe you, then you're in luck. Hi, I'm Paul Gosar, and thanks to my new product, Pardon Blanket, I've got you covered. Pardon Blanket specifically works to make you feel safe and cozy after your involvement on January 6th. And if you're one of the other members of Congress who also helped with the attempted coup, Pardon Blanket will protect you too. Pardon Blanket is made of a sort of soft fleece and a layer of sheep's wool. And they're 100% made in the USA. Don't delay and get your pardon blanket today for just $99.99. Actual pardon's not guaranteed.
Jumping back into it, this is the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Mega Man. It's Earth Day. We are celebrating the flat Earth that we all live on. We are fighting as Mega Man, not MAGA Man. This next Mega Man image I have for you here might be MAGA Man and Mega Man all in one. It looks like he's on fire here. So it is Mega Man trying to fight MAGA Man there in front of the courthouse in New York. There it is. Mega Man! Mega Man! I don't know. Can we make that a thing? I like my mega hat. I might start wearing it more often just to make a point. So here's Jess Piper's Twitter account. If you guys want to go check it out, here is no mo vouchers hashtag. There's Jess Piper. It's Piper for Missouri. And you can check out her Substack there. You can also check out her podcast, dirtroaddemocrat.com. So there's her links right there on her Twitter page. So go check out Jess Piper's Twitter page. And then here is the here's Jessica Valenti, I believe. Yes, here it is. Here is the person she was talking about. Here, I'll switch over to this. And well, I'm going to have Jessica on. I just followed her. So let's see if we can get Jessica on the show. I'd love to have her on the show to talk about these ballot measures. She says the GOP's new strategy trick voters into supporting pro-choice sounding ballot measures that would actually codify Republicans' ban. These tricky sons of bitches. You know what I mean? These tricky motherfuckers. So maybe we'll I'll retweet this and I'll tell her we featured it here on the Tony Michaels Podcast. This is the thing that usually gets them. They're like, what in the fuck? Because no one else does this. Oh, you know what I got to do? Look at this. It still has the YouTube on there. Hang on a second. We got to change this. Son of a bitch. She won't find us over there. Copy. Yep. She won't find us over there. Not going to find us over there anymore. Oh, shit. We got to go bleep. And then we got to go paste. Watch this shit. Just a few buttons here. There's the Twitch channel. All right. You can find us on Twitch now. That's what we're going to start doing, by the way. We're going to I'm going to go change that button. See, I just have one little fucking button that I push here that gets me to the, that gets me to that part. And just, beep, thanks, text. Okay, here, we'll go here and we'll say, oh, paste. Oh, shit. I might have to do it later. It's not working right now. No, there it is. Oh, here we go. All right. I want to fix this so that way. There we go. All right. Spacebar. Boom. Okay. Now it's fixed. It's officially fixed. So now when I type it in, we're good to go. All right. So we've got Jessica here. We're going to try to invite her to the show. But we can't do it on YouTube anymore because we are banned. Permanently banned from YouTube. I do have an update for you, though. That's right. We got updates. Here is the here's a thread that I put out over the weekend. If you guys want to go look at it. Yeah, we'll go through the YouTube band stuff here real quick. Let me find it here. All right. Here's how it started. Then it started on 420. This started Saturday. Saturday is when we found out I was permanently banned. And I sent out this tweet. And the reason why I just sent out this tweet at that point is because I was stoned already. It was 420. What do you want from me? I said, breaking, YouTube has permanently banned the Tony Michaels podcast. Stay tuned for more details. Apparently, I'm still stoned. It just says, YouTube has permanently banned the Tony Michaels podcast. Please stand by. It was just a graphic that we made. There it is. Made that graphic. All right. So then Sunday, I started to put together a thread. Now, I know through this whole process that Team YouTube, as it were, the people who, you know, are actually the ones responsible for like making sure if it's an appeal or something like that, that they stay on it. And I knew we could kind of grab their attention, but the problem was it was the weekend. So Team YouTube isn't actually in the office. They don't come back in until this morning. So that's why they tweeted at me this morning. Pretty much figured this. But I tweeted the show will go on and we released this official press release. Now, this is the statement that I actually put on Patreon. It says we were censored because we posted a satirical video of a 1935 Hitler over a Trump rally. And when MAGA started chanting, lock her up, the YouTube AI thought it was a Nazi rally and permanently banned us. So that was my statement. And then I gave you a screenshot of what that video looked like. I didn't actually post the video at the time, just gave you a screenshot of what that video looked like. A little bit of evidence. And then later on, I posted this. This is the actual video here that got us banned. I'm going to show it here. It says, attached is the satirical video which caused my YouTube channel to be permanently banned. A significant explanation from Team YouTube as to why content that I accumulate is a, quote, community violation while still being allowed on other YouTube platforms is needed. All right, so this is two different videos that Paul Lee Teeks, an artist, a satirical artist, produced. He made this thing. I didn't make it. I found it on the internet, and I found it to be a beautiful piece of art, a magnificent piece of art. It was fantastic. It was so great. It was the greatest art, the greatest I've ever seen. Oh, it was so fantastic. And I decided that I wanted to share it with the rest of the world. And how do you share things digitally with the rest of the world other than to take to social media and to post these things to share it with the rest of the world? I wanted everyone to see it. It's all I wanted. It's a fantastic piece of art. All right. So here's the video. I'm going to play it for you. We're not going to shy away from it. We're not on YouTube. So what the hell's the difference? What are they going to do? Ban us? Here's the video. Take a listen.
Das ich nicht in diesen Jahren für dich eingesetzt habe, dass ich anständig meine Zeit verwendet habe im Dienste meines Volkes. Gib du jetzt deine Stimme ab. Wenn ja, dann tritt für mich ein, so wie ich für dich eingetreten bin.
All right, there it is. So that's the video. All right. It is a Trump rally in Orlando, Florida that happened in 2019, 2020, I believe. It was the lead up to the 2020 election. We actually have the date. We have the video. The crazy part is that that video exists. on YouTube, both of them. The actual Hitler footage exists on YouTube. The actual footage of the Trump rally exists on YouTube. The only thing that didn't exist on YouTube, which I'm sure you could find it somewhere if you wanted to, was the two combined in a satirical manner to make fun of MAGA. Because what the video is satirically saying is that a Trump rally is a Nazi rally. But YouTube's AI apparently confused a MAGA rally, a Trump rally, with a actual Nazi rally. It confused them. It really confused the AI of YouTube, I think. I don't know. I'm not really sure exactly what happened with their AI machine, but I do know that they sent this to me. This is an email from YouTube saying that my account was nuked. So it says, YouTube removed your content. Now, if you pan down, it says, our team has reviewed your content, and unfortunately, we think it violates our hate speech policy. Which, when you watch the video, you're like, well, obviously, Hitler's yelling and screaming hate speech, Tony. Duh. It's the little mustache man that got you banned. Of course it is. But wait a second. There's more. Down here below the title, it says the time it occurred. So this is where the violation of the hate speech occurred. It says you can see an example around 22 seconds in your video. While this is one example, there may be other instances. So 22 seconds. Ha! Huh. So they told me exactly when they thought the hate speech occurred. Well, maybe what we should do is go back and view this video, okay, and see where 22 seconds happens. It just so happens that we have altered this video again by putting a clock at the top so you can see when 22 seconds is in the 28-second video. Take it away, little mustache man. Tell us what you got there at the Trump rally.
Das ich nicht in diesen Jahren für dich eingesetzt habe, dass ich anständig meine Zeit verwendet habe im Dienste meines Volkes. Gib du jetzt deine Stimme ab. Wenn ja, dann tritt für mich ein, so wie ich für dich eingesetzt habe.
Hey, hang on a second. 22 seconds wasn't when the mustache man was talking. 22 seconds was when MAGA was talking. They were the ones screaming in the video. So, by YouTube's email, the only evidence that I have of why they chose to suspend me permanently, to ban me permanently from YouTube, the only evidence that I have is from an email from Team YouTube that says at 22 seconds in this video, I violated their hate speech policy by posting a video of Trump supporters chanting, lock her up. Now, there's a problem with this. Number one, my YouTube account is permanently banned. That's one of the problems. The other problem with this is I went over the weekend, me and the team went and found all kinds of videos on YouTube that had Trump supporters chanting, lock her up, including a lot of your favorites, like your favorites. They got millions of subscribers. I don't know if they know this fact or not. Apparently, YouTube has changed their algorithm, has changed their community guidelines recently with hate speech and political speech. But I don't know if YouTubers out there realize that there's ticking time bombs on their YouTube channels, because there is. I am pointing out that there are landmines everywhere on YouTube channels now. If this is considered hate speech and YouTube decides to keep this permanent ban in place because of the 22-second mark on this video, because this video of this Trump rally exists a lot. There's a ton of this video on YouTube currently, and it's on channels that you would love. You would love. And you would hate to see go bye-bye. But they have these ticking time bombs all over their YouTube channel because they're not aware that lock her up is part of hate speech now. I'm aware of it. I now know. And the reason why I know is because what we do here on the Tony Michaels podcast. And this is a prime example. Me being permanently banned for this particular video. At this particular moment, in the 22 seconds of this video, is the reason why we do what we do. And the reason why there's no one on the left willing to do it, I guess, is that we really try to test boundaries. We really try to test these things. I wasn't monetized on YouTube. So I didn't lose anything monetarily. Right now, we lost our voice over there, maybe permanently, maybe temporarily. It depends on what YouTube does. Because I do have news for you this morning on YouTube. They did tweet at me, and I tweeted back at them. I'm going to show you that here. But we have exposed a little bit of a vulnerability with the YouTube AI. Is that the YouTube AI believes that a MAGA rally is a Hitler rally? Ugh, that's bad. That's horrible. Because how in the hell is any news agency, how the hell is any commentator going to cover a Trump rally and cover it properly on YouTube if they get dinged for hate speech because of what they're saying at a Trump rally? This is what this fucking pile of sludge has done to our country. And really done to our discourse, if you want to know the honest truth. You know, I always say we're at the intersection of WrestleMania and real life. And this is kind of an example of that. That we are at an intersection of WrestleMania and real life here. Now, does it have too many consequences? I mean, I got my YouTube channel banned. As far as right now, it's permanently banned. So we're not able to talk to those people. But what if other accounts have 3 and 4 videos like this? All someone has to do is go report those videos and the AI machine picks it and boom, they get 3 strikes. 1, 2, 3. I mean, and you're going to say, well, Tony, you're telling people how to do it, but they're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it and they're going to do it. Okay. These people are testing. As well as we are testing, we're testing the bounds of how far we can go, how far satire is taken on YouTube's community guidelines. And I had several people, including friends of mine, who would say, oh, well, you probably shouldn't do the whole Hitler thing. Well, why? Why shouldn't I be able to do the little mustache man thing? Huh? Why in the hell can't I point out parallels from one to the other? Just because it makes someone feel uncomfortable doesn't mean that we shouldn't be able to point out the parallels. History repeating itself is a much more consequential community guideline, okay, than fucking YouTube getting people all upset because the little mustache man appears in a satirical video. So that's what we are here to do. That's what we do here at the Tony Michaels Podcast, is we really try to make sure we poke everything with a stick and see if it's going to move. And we create space for people. We create space for people to operate and for people to do things that they wouldn't normally be able to do in political discourse on the left. They do it on the right all the time. The right wing has pushed their boundaries and pushed their boundaries and pushed their boundaries and pushed their boundaries so much so that they're willing to go to the Capitol and try to overthrow it. And here we are fucking 4 years later. And they're willing to just paint it off as a tourist visit. Give me a fucking break. Whining, bitching, and moaning over the weekend that Democrats passed funding for a democracy across the world so that we could send our treasure and not our blood so that they could fight against one of our geopolitical enemies, Russia and Vladimir Putin. And by the way, with our help, it is likely that the tiny little democracy, crooked democracy of Ukraine, is going to beat Russia. which is unthinkable if you really start to really pin it together. But is it? But they were so offended of these flags, just like YouTube's AI was so offended that the little Hitler man was in the video with the Trump supporters. So we have to test these boundaries. We have to see, because if we do not, history may repeat itself. And that we just cannot afford. All right, let me show you here. Here is, all right, so here's the tweet that I put out with the 22 seconds. We also have a video there that shows just the 22 seconds. So you can watch the video with the timer, and then you can watch the shorter version of the 22 seconds with the timer as well. And then I have another picture here pointing out the hate speech in the 22 seconds in that tweet. So I'm just trying to provide Team YouTube the evidence. Now, they actually responded this morning. Here's what they responded. And actually, if you want to watch last night's Sunday rant, you can. It was public. We posted it on Twitter, and I talk about the YouTube ban on there too. You can go watch it here in the thread if you'd like, or you can watch it on Twitch. But YouTube, Team YouTube actually did tweet at me this morning. I want to show you that. They said, "Looks like you haven't appealed yet." Oh man, I really was hoping. I don't know why they put it on lowercase. It should be like uppercase, shouldn't it? You haven't appealed yet, motherfucker. It's funny. Like I'm the Karen inside the milkshake shop, you know, bitching about my milkshake, but I haven't asked if they'll make me a new one yet. You know what I mean? Now this is all intentional. My intention was over the weekend to get their attention for this morning, because I knew this morning they would actually see this. They would see this morning, which is funny because they actually typed this out at 12:01 a.m. my time. So I'm not sure exactly where this person is tweeting from the Team YouTube account, but it was 12:01 is when they started work this morning. But they said, "You haven't appealed yet." Yes, I know. I'm going to appeal today. We're going to put together our official appeal. I'm just trying to look to get your attention, all right? They said, to get that going, you can fill out the appeal form, link page, blah, blah, blah. So I got to go fill out the link page. Once the policy team takes a look, they'll send you an email with their decision. So keep an eye on your inbox. So the policy team is going to take a look. So that's who, I mean, I don't know. You might be able to, I mean, it's probably pretty easy to Google the YouTube policy team's email. I'm sure, I mean, they're going to send me an email. So they got an email, right? So keep your eye on your inbox. So I responded with this: "We will be finalizing the appeal and submitting it this afternoon. Thank you." They didn't even like it. They didn't even like it. They could have liked it. You fucking assholes. Oh, shit. So this is my back and forth with YouTube. And this is where we're at. We are permanently banned as of now. We are going to officially appeal this afternoon. Now, I'm also in this thread that you are seeing on Twitter. I am also going to be posting more YouTube links of videos that actually have this footage in it. I'm not going to play the, I don't want to play the sound. Now let's make this bigger. All right. I don't want to play the sound, but because I don't want to hear little mustache man yapping and yakety yakety schmackety, you know. All right. So this footage actually exists on YouTube. This footage of the actual footage of Hitler exists on YouTube on some very big accounts. And then the actual footage of the Trump rally exists on YouTube too, because it's a C-SPAN archive of this election, of the 2020 election, because it's historical footage. Even if you hate it, even if you don't want it, even if you don't want someone to make art out of historical footage, especially satirical art, it's still historical footage. It should all Hitler stuff should be taken down. No, it shouldn't. No, it shouldn't. No, it shouldn't. Putting your head in the sand about what happened in history is how it repeats itself. I completely disagree with what you're saying here. I completely disagree. And as a matter of fact, one of the best ways to get people's attention about what happened in history sometimes is satirical art. And I believe this to be a very good piece of satirical art. This is one of the best I've seen. One of the best I've seen, because it's clearly altered. I mean, obviously, Hitler was not alive during the 2020 election. Obviously, if this was actual footage, if it wasn't satirical, if they were trying to confuse you to make you think that Hitler spoke to these people, they would probably put them in black and white as well. It's clearly satire. But no, Hitler stuff should not be banned. It should not be taken down. We should know about the Nazis. We should know what they did. We should know what they did. And if there are parallels to be drawn to other political movements, no matter if they're in this country or another country, those parallels should be shown. It is the thing that will keep us safe from history repeating itself. And it is a thing that I have been trying to make sure that the left understands that you need to get tough. You need to stop. You can be offended personally. Personally, you can be offended. But the mass outrage thing over every stupid little thing is dumb. It's dumb. It's stupid. If you're going to do anything, if you're going to do anything to have outrage over what's happening, like, I don't know, a modern day Führer getting his followers to a frothy level of bigotry and hatred, one of the best ways is to mock them. And this is one of the best piece of mockeries that I have fucking seen. It is one of the best. And it is mockery, that type of fuckery, that will set them back on their heels. You watched as I showed the video to Jess Piper of the one politician in the red jacket talking to the current Secretary of State in Missouri and calling him a chicken shit to his face several times. They're on their heels. They're on, and they're fighting each other. Let me show you this clip. I can't tell you how excited I am about this when they're fighting each other and they're eating their own. This is a clip from over the weekend, and you're going to recognize a few names in this clip. But the one person you may not recognize is the person saying this, because this person isn't, they're just not a very out front politician. They try to, you know, do their job and stay, you know, under the radar, as it were. But others don't like to do that. This congressman is Republican Congressman Gonzalez. And listen to who he's talking about in this clip. Is he talking about Democrats here? Take a listen.
He will survive. Look, the House is a rough and rowdy place, but Mike Johnson is going to be just fine. I served 20 years in the military. It's my absolute honor to be in Congress, but I served with some real scumbags. Look, Matt Gaetz, he...
I feel like Rep Gonzalez has been listening to the Tony Michaels podcast, right? Who calls these gasshole scumbags more than me? I mean, it's a perfect word to describe some of these sons of bitches. Oh, I still love your show. Well, I didn't say that you weren't loving me or love my show. I want you to come here and I want you to enjoy the show, whether there's Hitler content or not, whether we're exposing their bullshit with sunlight or not. I want you to come enjoy the show. Just because I pull up a listener's comment and I have a different opinion about it does not mean I don't want you here. And it doesn't mean that I'm saying you're a bad person for having that opinion. It is your opinion. You have the right to have that. I have the right to have mine too. I just happen to have a microphone that I can, you know, play with. So other things too. You know what I mean? So I appreciate you having you in the audience. Don't get me wrong. But this guy does not appreciate Matt Gaetz. So he's like, yeah, I serve with a lot of scumbags. This is a Republican. And you think this guy's going to start listing off like Tlaib, AOC, you know, he's going to Moskowitz, Daniel Goldman, you know, just all the fucking the common enemies of the Republicans. You know what I mean? Nope. He's like Matt Gaetz. Go straight after the pedo. Go straight after the pedo. Oh, you, I changed his mind. You mean the person about the Hitler thing? The Hitler thing? Oh, well, of course. That's the whole point of commentary. That's my job. It's not to change your mind. It's to give you a different perspective. You know that, right? A lot of commentators don't understand that, by the way. They think their job, is to come up with something fantastic. No one else is saying, even if they don't believe it. That's not what there's, it's not your job. Your job is to, you know, use thought and then use your mouth to express those thoughts and give people different perspective, right? Sometimes that commentary works. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it doesn't work. So it's okay. It's okay if no one comes to your side. It's okay if you don't change anyone's mind, but you should at least provide them a different perspective. Like this guy's providing Matt Gaetz a perspective that there's a Republican that hates his fucking guts.
Paid minors to have sex with him at drug parties.
Whoa. What? Back up. What did he say? Say it again, friend. Mr. Gonzalez, say that again. You're on CNN. You're live. You got tens of people watching you on CNN. Now you got thousands of people watching you here on the internet. Say that again one more time.
I served 20 years in the military. Yeah. It's my absolute honor to be in Congress, but I served with some real scumbags.
Yeah.
Like Matt Gaetz. Mm-hmm. He paid minors to have sex with him at drug parties.
Whoa. Holy shit. Did he just say that? I think he said out loud on CNN. Let me get a even Republicans hate MAGA. They fucking hate MAGA. Listen, I know I keep saying this and I have to keep saying it because, you know, the delusion is real because the delusion is with BlueAnon, too. I don't know if you guys know this. There is such thing as BlueAnon. They get all kinds of fucking wacky and weird. You know, they're getting distracted by all the little shiny objects in this trial that's going on with Trump. It's there's a Trump trial today and I haven't hardly said three words about it yet. It's the reason why is because it's a waste of commentary. Okay. It's a waste. This fucking country hates his fucking guts. Just like Gonzalez here fucking can't stand Matt Gaetz for some of the same fucking reasons too. Right. This guy fucking hates Matt Gaetz because Matt Gaetz is an asshole. But now that the cat's out of the bag or the miner's out of the bag, as it were, for Matt Gaetz, every Republican is going to attack him that they can. And it's one of the reasons why we shouldn't get so invested in every single little aspect of this Trump trial. We shouldn't. I know you want to. I know everyone. I mean, fuck that. The media went on and on and on about jury selection. Who gave a fuck about New York law and New York jury selection until last week? No one. And you only gave a fuck because you wanted Trump crack. That's it. It's just Trump crack is all it is. And we need to move on. The media needs to move on past that shit, too. And it's going to take the country to you know, get ourselves off of the drug of Trump crack, the Trump derangement syndrome, because it is fucking real. And this is just more proof that this country fucking hates MAGA. They fucking hate it. They fucking hate it. Yes, Jesse James, Pecker is on the Pecker is out on the stand. They've got their Pecker out on the stand today. I mean, that's funny. If you're going to make fun of the Trump trial, do it in farts and pecker jokes. I'm encouraging you to make pecker and fart jokes about the Trump trial. That's how you're really going to piss off MAGA and you're really going to get him upset. It's about accountability. Listen, friend, if you think that Trump is going to see any accountability from this, I don't know how many times I have to say this. He is not going to go to jail. He's not going to go to jail. He's not going to serve accountability in New York. All right. It's just not going to happen. I mean, I believe that the guy may be sentenced to some sort of prison time for overthrowing our government out of D.C. That D.C. case, boy, that's the one. That's the one I want. Because I think that's the one that is most important. A lot of people think the documents case is most important, and it is important. It's one of the most slam dunk cases. But the problem is he drew Cannon as a judge. And she's going to do everything she can to stall that case. Eventually, he'll probably have to go to trial if he doesn't, you know, take a dirt nap, God willing, before that. But is it about accountability at this point, or is it about us, you know, seeking to get rid of him? Because it really feels like it's about seeking to get rid of him. And if you really want to hold him accountable, get ready to vote. Get people registered. Go out and stand on the sidewalk and help people get signed up for petitions in your state. That's right. Figure out a plan. Make sure your registration is still good. Make sure your family's registration is still good. Make a plan that you're going to do to vote. Start looking at all the ballot measures that are supposed to be on the ballot so you know exactly what you're voting for and who you're voting for, and start talking to people about it. Folks, we're not going to meme our way out of Trump. We are going to vote our way out of MAGA and Trump is what we're going to do. I mean, we're going to really piss them off, and we need to sway our vote, the votes our way, and we need to convince people to get engaged in our democracy. And mockery is probably the best style of fuckery to do that. But we have to concentrate, and we cannot get distracted. I know, well, I can chew gum and walk at the same time. Yeah, but most Americans cannot, and most Americans are not going to be paying attention to this stuff. Most people think Trump is a criminal. Most people think Trump is a crook. Most people think he's already been found guilty. Did you know that? If you ask some people, has he been found guilty of crimes? They're like, yeah, he's been found guilty. There was that thing where he grabbed that woman by the pussy. E. Jean Carroll. And he's out walking around. He's out walking around. They think he's been found guilty and he's out walking around. What kind of accountability is that? You got to realize that just because we are paying attention to the politics, just because we know what's going on a day-to-day basis, just because we keep up with it, does not mean the rest of America is going to do that. But we have to have our messaging ready, and we have to be priming the engagement for when they are listening. And it is going to be way more important to do down ballot races, messaging for down ballot races, than it is for Trump. People fucking hate that motherfucker. Again, listen to what he says about MAGA. This is a Republican.
Fine. I served 20 years in the military. It's my absolute honor to be in Congress, but I served with some real scumbags. Look, Matt Gaetz, he paid minors to have sex with him at drug parties. Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime.
Walking around with white hoods in the daytime. Tony Gonzalez, he is a Republican member of the Homeland Security Committee. He is calling his Republican colleagues. Not only is he calling them the KKK and Nazis, neo-Nazis, he's calling them scumbags and pedophiles. He didn't say Democrats. He didn't say those Ukrainian flag waving Democrats. He's talking about MAGA. He's talking about fucking MAGA. And this guy is no fucking peach himself. I'm sure Tony Gonzalez is a big, huge piece of trash. I mean, he's got the R next to his name, which means Republican. So, first clue, first fucking hint. But I'm telling you, this country is not only sick of fucking Trump. This country is fucking sick of the sycophants and the supporters and the cult members. They're fucking tired of it. Even people who voted for Trump in 2016 and 2020, and we've been posting those videos all over social media, all over my Instagram, all over Facebook, and the podcast Twitter account. We were posting them on YouTube, but you know, more and more and more reasonable people who may or may not consider themselves Republican or Republican at one time are sick and fucking tired of MAGA. Because they're making them look like fools. And the reason why is because we're mocking them. We continue to mock them. We continue to mock them. Now, I want to show you something, though. This is really disappointing here. This is the same interview. And this is really going to piss you off. Okay. And this is why the media sucks. This is Dana Bash, okay, on CNN, responding to what Gonzalez just said. Listen to what she fucking does here. This infuriates me. Go ahead.
Wow. Okay. I should say that the federal government did look into Matt Gaetz and those allegations, and they decided not to prosecute.
Oh, well, thank you, bitch. Did you see what Dana Bash just did there? Well, watch it again. Watch it again.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I should say that the federal government did look into Matt Gaetz and those allegations, and they decided not to prosecute.
Oh, well, they decided not to prosecute. Well, son of a bitch. Well, good for her. A real journalist would do a follow-up. You see, that's what a real journalist would do. A real journalist wouldn't obfuscate and give Matt Gaetz a pass here. A real journalist would look at the congressperson who is saying the things on live television, and she would say, hey, tell me about this 17-year-old being brought to drug parties, would you please? Do you have evidence of this? What is the evidence that you have? Are you hearing these things or this hearsay? That's what a real journalist would do. That's what a real human being would do. Like if you're just standing around, you know what I mean? If you're just standing around and this guy's like, hey, yeah, I saw Matt Gaetz. He's fucking some 17-year-old at a drug party. Like, what? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a second. What do you mean? What are you talking about? You seen this? I mean, that's what you would do. You would start to ask questions. You know what I mean? Not be like, oh, well, Matt Gaetz. They decided not to prosecute him for the thing that you're saying that he did. What an asshat. Dana Bash is an asshat. I mean, so is Tony Gonzalez. I'm not going to lie. Tony Gonzalez is an asshat too. But you got to take him where you can go. You know what I mean? Speaking of Dana Bash, here is Dana Bash interviewing Kristi Noem. If you guys don't know who Kristi Noem is, she's the governor. Well, used to be. She's more of the infomercialer of South Dakota. Yeah, she does infomercials now. She gets paid to do infomercials for teeth and baskets and candles. I don't know, some sort of home shopping shit. I don't know if you've seen these videos of her doing that. But then Kristi Noem here is with Dana Bash on CNN. Listen to what she says. This is pathetic.
Do you think there should be exceptions for rape and incest, for example?
And I think that every state's going to look different. That's what's different, Dana, is that I've constantly looked, and we rely in South Dakota on the fact that I'm pro-life and we have a law that says that there is an exception for the life of the mother. And I just don't believe a tragedy should perpetuate another tragedy.
What do you think? What is it that you think? I mean, she caught the one of Trump's vice presidential, you know, picks. He's not going to pick a vice president. I keep saying that. I don't know why people aren't listening to that. They clearly are not listening. They aren't listening to that part. He's not going to pick a vice president. Fucking dictators don't have vice dictators. That's not how it works. Dum-dums. He's not going to pick one. Yo, he will, Tony. He has to. Does he? Does he? Because I was also told that he has to not commit insurrection to be on the ballot. And here we are. We did catch Kristi Noem there saying that she thinks rape survivors should be forced to give birth. She thinks there should be no exceptions other than the life of the mother. Other than the life of the mother. Well, there you go. All right. I've got some more to show you, and we're not going to go with that one. We will. Do I want to? Yeah, let's do this. Let's go to Kevin McCarthy here. Kevin McCarthy is a total fucking bootlicker. Remember when Kevin McCarthy last week were like, yeah, he said Mancats had sex with a 17-year-old. Same thing that Gonzalez said. But here he's licking Trump's boots. I can't even believe that they're still quoting Hillary on Fox News, but okay. But here's Hillary says Trump would mimic Putin, says he'd like to kill opponents. Like, why are you? I mean, yeah, that's true. I mean, Trump would mimic Putin, says he'd like to kill opponents. Hillary. Yeah. All right. Well, pointing out obvious things, but let's see what Kevin McCarthy has to say here on Fox News.
These people talk about a democracy.
Danger. Yeah. Democracy.
They are the dangers to try to deny democracy to this country.
Yeah, we're denying democracy. That's right. That's what we're doing. Yeah. When we're trying to get, you know, codify women's rights and state constitutions and that sort of thing, that's, man, you're denying democracy to white men. See, that's what you're doing. You're denying democracy, which we mean privileges, to rich white old men. That's what you're doing.
Country. This is really concerning to me.
Clutch your pearls. What they've done? What the fuck are you talking about? What they've done? How about that 401k there, Kev? Huh? How's your 401k doing, Kev? How's your investments going? I mean, I don't know if you put it all in fucking DJT stock, but only idiots did that. Okay. Everyone knew that fucking thing was gonna tank. Even during the highest stock market in history, DJT stock tanks. Kevin seems to not look at his 401k. Maybe you can check out the unemployment numbers and see how that went. I don't know. Maybe you can check that out. Let's see.
To the trial more.
But
in the next
Hillary
segment.
But ever said she lost the 2016 election?
Yeah, she called Donald Trump and conceded.
But she never in press ever says that. Says it was.
She did call Donald Trump and conceded. Yeah. All right.
Oh my God. They don't, they're still on Fox News on Sunday. They have the former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, who was vacated from his seat by a pedophile, who on CNN, Gonzalez says that he brought a 17-year-old to a drug sex party. This is all real. I'm not making this shit up. I wish I was making this shit up. This sounds like a made up story, doesn't it? It really does sound like a fucking made up story. But Fox News has on the disgraced former speaker who was vacated by a pedophile in his own conference. And then his eight members of his conference voted against him to vacate the seat. They put Mike Johnson in place. Fox News decides him to have him on. And they're still talking about the 2016 election, not the 2020 election. It's fucking wild stuff, man, it is April 22nd, 2024. We are in the 24s now. And these fucking assholes are still on Fox News talking about Hillary in 2016. And this guy's like, well, no, actually, she conceded. Watch this.
To me, what the Biden and the Democrats have done. I mean,
I want to get into the trial more.
But
in the next
Hillary
segment,
but ever said she lost the 2016 election?
Yeah, she called Donald Trump and conceded.
Yeah, she called him. She called him that night, dumbass. Like she did the thing, and she had a whole thing where she said she lost in public. Like she did. It was a whole press conference. I don't know if you guys remember this. Oh my God. Liberals are so mad. They were so pissed. I remember this. I remember that night. I remember watching it happen. And then I remember her holding the big press conference and they had the tears of people, and they were standing there crying, and everyone's, oh, and Hillary's like, we lost. You know, she did do it publicly. She has done it publicly. It's fucking dumb. It's fucking dumb that these people would even say this shit. It's so stupid. But this is what they're doing. This is MAGA. This is the reason why people hate these motherfuckers. Is because instead of talking about what the hell they're going to do about, I don't know, the price of groceries, right? What are we going to do about corporate fucking greed? What are we going to do about the corporate fucking thievery that's happening? They keep calling it inflation, but it's obvious more and more and more that it's fucking thievery. They know wages are going up. They know the economy has inflated, which means that average Americans' wealth has inflated to a certain degree. And why in the fuck are they stealing all our goddamn money? Huh? If I had to say one criticism that I would give the Biden administration, that's right. The one I would give them is they're not trust busting enough. They should be trust busting the shit out of shit. I mean, just smashing it up with fucking hammers. Fuck them. Fuck greedy ass corporations and their profits. Yes, fuck them. Will it draw the stock market down? Of course. Will it lead to lower interest rates? Of course. That's what it does. But fuck them. We should hold them accountable to their goddamn thievery of our hard work. It is our hard work in this country that drives the economy, that makes these corporations profitable. And they're going to fucking take advantage of us, the consumer, the middle class American, the working class of this country. They're going to take advantage of us. That's what the fuck. That's the one complaint, is not enough fucking trust busting. That's what they should be doing, going after corporate greed and corporate profits. Now, I understand that the Democrats and Joe Biden have to thread a needle here, right? Corporations hold a lot of power in our elections. The money and the finance division of our country, which is 95% of the wealth here, controls a lot of it. And it's one thing that I'm hopeful for a second Biden administration. I will be very disappointed if there's not a shitload of trust busting going on. It's the one reason why I am in support of the TikTok bill. Fuck them. Those motherfuckers, we should be tough on companies who have ties to the CCP. You goddamn right we should. Why shouldn't we? I'm not saying that they should ban TikTok, but they should if TikTok America won't get its shit together. That's what they should do. Fuck you. The same way they should go after fucking price gouging. It's the same shit. Taking advantage of people who are consumers. Okay? I don't want the CCP to take advantage of consumers that are on TikTok that are consuming their content and their ads and their product. I don't want people being fucking taken advantage of who are buying bread or milk or meat. Our cars or whatever the fuck they're purchasing. I don't want those consumers to be gouged because the fucking corporate monsters think it's great. In a time like this, when the stock market's at an all-time high, unemployment's at an all-time low, the inflation of wages has risen, and they can take advantage and take all those wages away from those people. Fuck you. Fuck you. So there's my one criticism, but holy shit, people want people to pay attention to that sort of thing. That's what we want our fucking government and our representatives to be doing, not being distracted by genitalia and fucking the 2016 election and Hillary Clinton, for crying out loud. You motherfuckers. Get your shit in gear. And the only way that we're going to do this, the only way that we're going to do this, folks, is to vote out MAGA. Up and down the fucking ballot. We got to vote them the fuck out. And we got to get people riled up and engaged to go to the polls and vote these sons of bitches out. There is one person, majority. In Congress, one, just one. And this is the reason why Thomas Massie is calling for Mike Johnson to resign. Let me see if I can find a clip of this of Thomas Massie. God damn. I don't know if it's Thomas Massie or the guy who ate Thomas Massie. Have you seen this guy lately? Holy fucking shit. This guy, oh my God, son of a bitch. He got fucking huge. Oh, man, he got fat. No, I'm serious. He got fat. What do you want from me? I don't know. I don't know what you want from me. Let's see. He's going to lose his seat sometime this year. I want the clip. Where's the clip? There's Thomas Massie on the floor. I want a good clip of Thomas. But here it is. Here's the good clip. Here we go. All right. This is from CNN. Here we go.
There's only one person right now who can stop us from going into what happened last fall, and that's Mike Johnson. He's cleaning the barn. That's obvious.
So you want him to resign? You want him to resign?
Yes. Yeah, I asked him to resign.
What did he say?
He said he would not. And then I said, well, you're the one who's going to put us into this. Because the motion is going to get called, okay? Does anybody doubt that? The motion will get called. And then he's going to lose more votes than Kevin McCarthy. And I have told him this in private. Like,
Gobble Neck Massie. I think that's the new name I got for him. He's trying to grow a Trump neck pussy. I think that's what he's trying to do. Look at this guy. I think he's trying to grow himself a neck pussy. Massie, man, what's with the neck pussy thing, man? What are you doing? What the and by the way, you might want to slap on a red tie there, son. You're going to need some Trump pons for your neck pussy soon. Good Lord, dude. This guy, was he always this fucking big? I don't know. People are like, don't body shame him. Are you serious? This guy's a fucking fascist, man. Are you kidding me? This guy's wanting Vladimir Putin to win. This guy's Putin's puppet, and you don't want me to make fun of the neck pussy he's growing? Get the fuck out of here. This is how mockery and fuckery works, my friend. This is how you shame these people. Can you imagine if Thomas Massie found out that there was a major left-wing commentator with a mega hat on saying that he's growing a neck pussy in honor of Trump and he may need Trump-ons? Can you imagine if he found that out? Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. This guy melts when he sees Ukrainian flags. His Thomas Massie character. Him and his newly found neck pussy. But it's funny that he's like, yeah, I've told him this in private. Well, listen, vacate him. Do it. Vacate him. Do it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Please vacate Mike Johnson. Because if we vacate Mike Johnson, we're going to have a House floor vote. That's right. There's going to be a vote on the floor of the House of this thing. And when there's a floor vote of Speaker, if it just so happens that this would happen, what the pedo says here, let's not play that one. Let's see. I got a better clip of that. This is a shorter clip. Let's see. Here, we'll get them.
We'll get Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz.
And let's see here. Matt Gaetz. Am I spelling it wrong? How do you spell Gaetz? How do you spell that motherfucker? There you go. Matt Gaetz and Mike Johnson. Let's see. We'll search here. And we'll find this clip of Gaetz saying this about Johnson. He says that there's a few Republicans. He has information to believe. Is this the 3-minute clip? Fucking shit, man. I don't want the 3-minute clip. I just want the section of it. Ah, fuck. I don't want to have to listen to this pedophile for 3 goddamn minutes. That's not what I want. All right, let's go.
Okay, so here's my perspective on the motion to vacate. When I filed the motion to vacate, I thought, war game strategized about how a 4-seat Republican majority at Speaker of the House. I knew there might have been a few that of a 4-seat majority would allow 5 or 6, to 1 or 2 or 3 of them will be declaring Donald Trump an insurrectionist and setting up a barrier to him. Will blow past every concept of every cap ever. Might take a bribe, take a walk, feign an ailment, and flip this thing to the Democrats. Is take a bribe. And so the risk.
Here we go. Here's where it is. Here's the part that I want to show you. Now, he posted this on his... I'm going to speed this up a bit, but here he's talking about if they vacate Mike Johnson, what could happen?
That 1 or 2 of my corrupt Republican colleagues might take a bribe, take a walk, feign an ailment, and flip this thing to the Democrats is a risk that is too high for me at this time. But on
Matt Gaetz is risking that he will not vacate the seat that he wants. That he wants Mike Johnson to resign because they want him to resign. They want to replace him with a Republican speaker. And that's how resignation works. If they vacate him, it goes to a House floor vote. And these maglidites, these Cheeto humping fuck nuggets are terrified, terrified that some of their Republican colleagues want a Hakeem Jeffries speaker because they want to get back to normal. They want to get back to, I don't know, governing. Maybe they should get rid of the traitors and the pedophiles out of their party, and they would have an easier time doing that. Hey, you want an easy time listening to the Tony Michaels podcast? Make sure you go to thetonymichaels.com. That's right. Go to thetonymichaels.com. Hit subscribe at the top. This thumbnail will always direct you to the place that you can watch this. And I think from now on, we're just going to promote Twitch. I am monetized on, even if we get YouTube back, I think I'm just going to promote Twitch. They're the only channel that is willing to monetize me. They're the only channel that is willing to put up with this show at this point so far. So we are going to just promote Twitch. So go to thetonymichaels.com, hit this at the very top of the page, and you will be taken to our Twitch channel where you can watch us live. Also, don't forget to check out memberships on the Patreon page. I want to thank everyone over the weekend who supported the show and the YouTube ban and bought a yearly membership. We had several people buy yearly memberships. You save 10% if you buy it by the year. So go to Patreon. You can click on the button right there. It'll take you there. Also, link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account and join the Discord server. Get in the book club. Get in the book club and get in that conversation and make sure you know we broadcast live here from the Antifa corporate headquarters in Commie Falls, Missouri. And on your way out, make sure to stop at the Commie Falls gift shop. That's right. You just click store on thetonymichaels.com and you can get your very own Democracy is a Joint Effort. It's a joint effort to get everyone to the polls, to get everyone who can and will vote to vote. Democracy is a joint effort, and also in remembrance of Earth Day, we're gonna have Mega Man, make Earth green again, Mega. So it's Mega Day. So go spread the message out there. Love Earth and Mother Earth. And love your mother, too, for crying out loud. Your sisters, they need rights, too, just like Mother Earth does. But the Mega Man will protect Earth, not the MAGA Man, Mega Man. All right. Same time, same place tomorrow. Twitch. That's where we're going to be. We're going to be at Twitch. Just got banned on YouTube. It happens. I'm going to file my appeal. We'll see what happens. I'll let you know when we know. See you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Surf's up, motherfuckers.
You've been listening to the Tony Michaels podcast. In your face commentary of current events and political news. No rules, no boundaries. I think we've made that perfectly clear. We hope you enjoyed the show and we'll be back soon. In the meantime, follow Tony on social media at the Tony Michaels. And until next time, raise a fist and repeat after me. Fuck 'em.
Murphy's Meal Barn, head ass speaking.
From the district attorney's office.
At 10:27 a.m. Eastern Time on this Monday, opening statements began with the prosecution, Prosecutor Matthew Colangelo, beginning with, quote, "This case is about criminal conspiracy, the defendant Donald Trump to corrupt the 2016 election, alleging that he covered up the criminal conspiracy by lying in his New York business records over and over and over again."
Second of all, we have another trial going on right now. That's Letitia James. She campaigned on the fact that I will get Trump. I'm going to get Trump. And it has to do with a bond of $175 million. First of all, she doesn't want me to participate with financial companies in New York. So we have a company, I guess, based in California. It's a bonding company. and I put up $175 million in cash, but she says the bonding company is not good. She doesn't like the bonding company because she doesn't know if the collateral is good. And I put up $175 million in cash, and she's questioning the bonding company. Well, when you put up cash, and the number is $175, which is what we're supposed to be putting up, but I give it in cash, she shouldn't be complaining about the bonding company. The bonding company...
My amendment today would drive the bill for Ukraine. Take each dollar amount in this act is hereby reduced to zero.
The bill is passed.
Oh. Ukraine is not Russia. Ukraine will never be Russia.
They're trying to come out. Officers are on the scene. A fire extinguisher is right now present being put on this man to try to put out. People are climbing over barricades to try to separate the public to put out the flame on this man. He has lit himself out in fire in front of the courthouse right now. We are watching as they're playing. We can smell the air. I can smell the burning of some sort of a flesh. I can smell the burning of some sort of agent being used as well as an accelerant to put that fire. I smell an actual fire extinguisher having been displayed. I see a person whose body appears to be on the ground being surrounded by officers. I have multiple officers. I count about a dozen officers on the scene. The fire is still burning. It's now in multiple locations. It continues to blaze. We right now have officers removing their coats, trying to surround this person to envelop their body to prevent them from further going into flames. You can smell, I'm sitting here with Evan Perez, you can smell burning flesh, you can smell an accelerant. The flames are continuing to engulf his person. I hear shouts that are coming from across the courtyard. I have people, multiple people running over, another fire extinguisher being brought out. This person's body continues to be engulfed in flames. A portion of his body is still engulfed in flames. A yellow smoke is billowing from on top of his person as it is engulfing the officers who are continuing to try to put out these flames that are continuing to blaze. Now the officers are not visible through the...
state desserts.